Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mebbin, and this is Health Services Unplugged. For this episode, I tried something new. Live webcasting from Academy Health's 2015 annual research meeting, otherwise known as the ARM. I sat at a table on the second floor of the convention center in Minneapolis and invited attendees to sit and chat about their training, research interests, career insights, and of course, their ARM experience. Listen to these clips from that webcast and meet some of our awesome colleagues and students who are passionate about health services and policy and public health and research and helping people.
So tell us who you are.
My name is Denise Johnson, and I work for the State of Maryland Department of Health.
Oh, you're my second Maryland person. I just randomly had someone from Hopkins.
Oh, okay.
Just a minute ago.
Okay, good.
Great. So what do you do there? What does that mean?
Well, I'm a program manager there, and what we do, we set the rates for the hospitals in the state of Maryland.
Okay.
So we monitor what they're spending. We're now on global budgets. We're not just looking at just the how much spending per patient, monitoring that type of call. So we get the global budget in and have them monitor to one budget.
Oh, great. So you're the practice side of this whole event.
Yes.
That's great.
So we do a lot of things. We're looking at population health. Looking at different things to help hospitals monitor their spending, I guess, on health care and how much of their patients and just controlling costs.
So why would it be at the health department? What is it about what you do that would give you that role?
Well, we're trying, it's almost like coordination of care for the population in our state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do that. So our whole methodology has changed within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at, like I said, population health, continuation of care of patients. So it's a whole gamut of things that we're looking to help our patients within our states. I don't know how else to explain it.
So you're sort of a central organization because you look at the entire population.
Right, we're trying to bring other groups, the community, and the physicians in there, the hospitals in there, so everybody can all talk. So that's what we're trying to do in our organization.
So what's your background? What's your training?
My training is morphed over the years.
I always tell young people,
don't get bogged down in what you're going to try to major in, because it always changes throughout your life.
Okay.
So I first started out in accounting.
Okay.
And I didn't practice accounting once I graduated. I went straight to finance.
Okay.
And then from finance, it kind of morphed, and I worked for the Maryland Hospital Association just doing data analysis there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm with the state doing data analysis as well.
Okay.
I've just been programming there. So I've kind of morphed from accounting to programming.
To programming. But there's some symmetry to that.
Yes.
And I have some finance background too, so I kind of know what that sort of how you have to think to do that type of work.
Right.
So that kind of makes sense
right.
in a way. So why do you come to Academy Health?
To
the annual research meeting. I know you're going to come in, but okay, to the annual research meeting.
Well, this is my first time.
It is? You're a first timer. Do you have the little tag? They have a tag down at the registration desk that says first timer.
Okay.
I mean, people are really, really nice to you.
Yeah.
Like me, who's dragged you onto a live broadcast.
Yeah, but my first time is like, what do you talk about? I don't know yet.
You can come back later and tell me.
Great.
So where are you headed? Are you headed to a specific session?
No, I haven't decided what session I'm going to go to next.
There's a lot. There's a lot happening. Right
Absolutely. But the first one was good. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to take a little picture of the little flyer
hanging
on the front of the board.
Absolutely.
I will, and I'll put it on Twitter.
Okay. And so tell me, who are you?
My name is Nicole Bloom. I'm a registered nurse. I work for the San Diego VA. Right now I'm doing bedside care.
Okay.
I just completed a master's in informatics, healthcare informatics,
oh.
and I'm looking for a PhD program. So
okay.
I've been waiting the exhibit
Again,
floor.
PhD student. We had someone before who was in a doctoral program is going to be looking to be a professor. So
Yeah, I want to do what you are doing.
Okay.
I want to do what you're doing. Yeah.
In communications?
Well, health policy research.
Okay.
Yeah, health sciences research. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
great.
And I'm interested in tying together nursing
sure.
policy,
sure.
like the high tech,
mm-hmm.
for example,
mm-hmm.
and the implications for nurses in the policy realm is like high healthcare information technology type stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's both, I mean, you know, in terms of the workforce, nurses mm-hmm. are highly valued.
Yeah,
and
over
there are
3 million.
Shortages mm-hmm. in different areas. And then you're combining that with information, you're going to be just gangbusters.
Hopefully.
So what schools are you thinking about?
Well, I was fortunate enough to meet some faculty at the Harvard Kahn Public Health School. I was fortunate to meet the director and a student at the George Washington University.
Okay.
I met the Virginia Commonwealth University in the exhibit
oh,
hall.
Nice.
And
nice.
So there's a lot of schools here. There's Harvard, there's Yale, there's Duke, there's Virginia, Massachusetts,
yeah.
Maryland, I mean, Vanderbilt, Texas, all
That's
over Georgia,
yes.
yeah, healthcare policy, PhD programs, so, I
right.
mean, they're all here.
That's great. See, again, another reason to come to the annual research meeting, because there's an exhibit hall, and it's not just about people selling things to you, it's
mm-hmm.
also about linking to resources and
yeah, networking.
And also the schools and the
yeah.
programs. So have you ever been to this ARM before?
This is my second one.
Okay.
I love it. I'm a member of the Academy Health, and I'm also on the advocacy interest group.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. And we had a great meeting yesterday and talked about what's going on up on the Hill right now
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
where the research fits in to inform the policymakers
uh-huh.
and how to be an advocate as a researcher, because that's a distinction that I think people don't necessarily get.
I think a lot of researchers are very hesitant to think of themselves as advocates because we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be objective. But who better to represent what we're doing and the issues than the people who know about the issues, right?
Yeah, because we want our policies to be evidence-based.
Exactly.
So we know that the taxpayer's getting their money's worth.
Exactly. So where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota, but I've been in San Diego for about 10 years.
Okay.
And right now I'm looking to move wherever my new PhD program
sure,
is.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to do the in-person version. I've gotten
sure,
a lot of people
sure.
encouraging me to do the online,
yeah, exactly.
but I want to mm-hmm. do the in-person.
Because of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a good option for people who want to continue working.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
well, see, like, most of the people that I'm meeting, a lot of them are really well established in their community, so
right.
they don't want to pick up and relocate,
right.
especially
right.
if they have children, so they're
right.
already in the schools going on around them, and their husband's career is right on track where they're at,
right.
so they do the online, it works for them.
Right.
I'm ready to try
something new.
Fortunate in the way that I don't really have too many strings, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by. This has been great, because we're hoping that the podcast would be in part for folks like you who, you know, might want to meet some people in the field or also sometimes we give career advice or tips or resources.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the sessions here are so good. It's so good. I just came from a session, RTI International
mm-hmm,
Services.
Mm-hmm.
They provide the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing a meta-analysis at looking at the awardees for people out of innovation centers that
uh-huh.
are doing health sciences research,
mm-hmm.
and they created a dashboard that they can use to very quickly assess the evaluability of the awardees
mm-hmm.
and whether or
mm-hmm.
not they're going to
mm-hmm.
get a no-cost extension.
Sure.
So they're looking at the quality of the data, how many participants,
mm-hmm.
whether they're saving money or they're about spent all their money, and
right.
what would be the value of CMS in extending with no cost to the awardee, or giving them more money, or
sure.
saying, okay,
sure.
you're all done. It was really fascinating.
So we're kind of doing a cost-effective analysis of
exactly.
the program.
ROI sort of concept.
Right,
yeah, it was
right.
fascinating. The tool, though, it's all open source language,
oh.
and it only took the coder, the creator of the dashboard program, about a week to do.
Wow.
But that doesn't include all the data collection that's going on.
Sure, sure.
Apparently, the awardees have to submit quarterly data and
mm-hmm.
then an annual data summary.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fascinating to know the things that they're looking
yeah,
at and
sure.
the amount of money and where the research money is being allocated. So it's showing you somewhat of the priorities
mm-hmm.
of CMS
mm-hmm.
right now
mm-hmm.
and. So it's just fascinating, yeah.
That's great. Well, I have to say, I was a dean of students at the UNC Gillan School of Global Public Health, and you are doing all the right things.
Oh, thank you.
Where you need. Absolutely. Making those connections and going to the sessions and networking.
Yeah, the networking is number one.
Yeah, so
yeah.
good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. This is part of of Health Services Unplugged, which is a new podcast that I'm creating as an innovator in residence at Academy Health, which is why we're doing this.
Excellent.
So tell everybody who you are.
I'm Jason Scott. I work at Intermountain Healthcare. I'm a research manager there.
Did Lucy send you up here?
She didn't, but
okay,
I went with Lucy,
<That's>
and she told me about this podcast.
Good. Awesome. So what do you do at Intermountain? First of all, tell us what Intermountain Health is.
So Intermountain Healthcare is an integrated delivery system based in Salt Lake City, Utah. We cover most of the state of Utah, and we have a research arm where I work, the Institute for Healthcare. Actually, the name just changed. It's the Institute for Healthcare Leadership now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so getting used to that. Still got to change our business card.
Uh-huh.
But our department really focuses on quality improvement. Our leader, our good leader, along with Lucy Savitz, is Brent James. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So is this, like, what arm is this for you? I know I met Jason at the last arm in San Diego for the first time.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So I think somebody asked me, I think I've been here maybe 4 times.
Okay.
I think the first one I went to was, it's in Seattle, so whenever that one was.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Because that would be a little closer for you anyway.
Yeah.
Where you are, so that makes
nice
sense.
Yeah, nice.
Because that's what people tend to do, right? You tend to go to the ones that are a little bit closer unless you have a specific reason. You know, because everybody, you know, can't go to everyone.
Yeah, but I love this meeting. It's a great meeting to, like, get the new lay of the land. I just went to a QCA, Qualitative Comparative Analysis kind of workshop.
Because
they introduced it, to me at least, the last meeting, and I was so, I don't know what this is. It's so confusing. And so it was nice to get a second round of, okay, I can do this.
Right, this makes sense.
Yeah,
right.
So
nice.
Yeah.
So, have you ever been to Minneapolis?
No.
Isn't it great?
This is my first time. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
We went with a couple of colleagues. We went out, I guess last night they were doing this big all-night party. And
we played
human foosball. It was...
What does that mean?
It's, so you know the foosball, it's like table soccer.
Yes.
So we were like attached to poles and running back and forth kicking a soccer ball. Yeah, it was good.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh my goodness.
So we had a good start to the meeting. And
wasn't it kind of cool of them to have a party before we started our meeting?
They welcomed us.
Thanks for stopping by. It's great to see you.
We are. Well, hello out there.
Live audience people. Exactly. So who are you?
My name is Jared Hite.
I know that's a big question, but...
Well, fair enough.
I know.
But I'll give it the small answer.
Okay, good, thanks.
My name is Jared Hite. I am a graduate intern at Academy Health, which is how I know Felicia.
Yes.
I'm a student at the Heller School for Social Policy and Management at Brandeis University, where I am studying health policy and management.
Cool. So how did you get into that program? Like, what was your trajectory there?
Oh, my trajectory is a little bit complicated, but in undergrad, I discovered that I liked health law and bioethics, and started looking for fields where that was applicable, and that led me to look at health policy, primarily in the field of public health. I looked at a lot of MPH programs and health policy management in that arena, but discovered that there are also a lot of public policy programs that have health focuses, and Brandeis' program is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And after...
But, excuse me, back up.
Oh, please.
So, like, you're 12 years old, and you say, oh, I'm interested in bioethics? Like,
no, I figured
was there
that
any
out
specific
in college, actually.
No, I know, I'm just saying. So how do you, like, what's the precipitating event? What's the thing? Was there anything, or was it just a gradual, this is what I'm interested in?
Well, there was, I suppose, a precipitating event. It's important to understand that in undergrad, I studied philosophy.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time with ethics and
various
forms of ethics. I looked at legal philosophy, political philosophy, all sorts of different applications of philosophy. I didn't want to just do theoretical metaphysics or anything. I wanted to see real-world applications. And I did a lot of legal studies as a result of that. And one particular class that caught my eye one year was called Patient Autonomy, Medicine, Law, and Ethics.
Okay.
And that class was an introduction to health law.
Okay.
And it turned out I really liked it.
That's fair enough. That's what college is about in some respects, right?
Yeah.
You try different classes and something sort of catches your eye or inspires you and then you go for it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the phrase patient autonomy definitely caught my eye. I'm very interested in the concept of people making their own choices,
mm-hmm.
how they make their choices,
mm-hmm.
what facilitates making choices. That's always been very interesting to me.
Right. Cool. Yeah, when I was going to go to medical school, like a lot of people, I was going to be a psychiatrist just because I'm interested in, like, how people, why do people think that way? Or how do ideas pop into your head?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And it's sort of more for me into information, like how to get good information to people and then how to think about how to inspire them to use the information. And, you know, not for any particular outcome, but, you know, just to give them the best chance of making the best decision for themselves.
Sure.
So I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and one of my favorite high school classes was psychology, so I can definitely see
makes
the appeal.
Okay. So what are you doing this summer for Academy Health, specifically?
So this summer I am working with Academy Health's translation and dissemination team, looking at different systems of rapid evidence review. Essentially, we're trying to answer the question, how do organizations create meta-analytical tools that can condense fields of information in a time frame that policymakers and health decision makers can use?
Okay,
a lot of
we
got to
restate that. Let's say, because again, if I was not at all, I knew nothing about this, how would you say it?
Fair enough. We want to know how to take large quantities of information and boil them down in weeks or at most months, so that people who have big decisions to make can actually use the data.
And what's the review part of it? Because you're looking at just any data. You're looking at specific.
Well, the review part is really a way to indicate that we are not talking about primary research. This is not about how do we design randomized controlled trials that work faster and more efficiently. This is looking at pre-existing data. Somebody has gone out there and done research and conducted trials and done ethnographic studies or observational studies or whatever.
Okay.
How do we, as people who want to take research and make it into actions, find all of that research, aggregate it together, and say, this is the upshot.
This is what this is, right. That sounds like it'll be a very useful tool as well. I think regardless of what you do with your career, that sort of understanding how people do that and thinking about the mechanisms of that could probably be useful.
It's been very interesting. This is a sort of second-order analysis that I would never have thought of on my own. You don't really stop to think about the fact that there have to be processes in place to take research data and do things with them. But once you start looking at it, well, of course that would be a process. And of course, once that's a process, people would want to figure out how to do it
how
fast.
How to do it the best way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think people undervalue reviews in some respect because I think people think you just sum up everything you see. Well, first of all, when you've got thousands of articles or hundreds of articles, hello. And then the other thing is, you want to be analytical about it as well, right? Because even reviews can have a research question. You have, and you need to have a method or approach for doing it so that you can understand. So you can understand what you're getting out the other side. So there's some validity to it.
Exactly. You look at something like, what does research say about helping young children's health? And it turns out young children's health is not really one field, it's a whole bunch of fields.
Right,
so you have to narrow that down and decide what you want to look at. And then, not all data is created equal, and you have to figure out what you're going to use to decide what studies are relevant to your interest.
Well, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for chatting with me.
Thanks again to all the 2015 Academy Health Annual Research Meeting webcast guests, and thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about these guests at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mevin, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mevin. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.